record?
Okay, we are being recorded. Welcome to our local building authority of Hurricane Valley Fire Special Service District meeting tonight. And I'd like to call this meeting to order. It is 20 minutes after 6 o'clock on July 9th. And we're just 5 minutes late, but that's okay. All right, we'll do the same thing as we did on the first one, declare all three declarations of conflict of interest, agenda, and approval of minutes if you would like it in one. If so, I'd entertain a motion for that.
I'd make a motion to approve the consent agenda, including the declaration of conflict of interest, agenda, and approval of minutes of June 11th, 2026.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Randy seconded it?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a motion and a second on the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, seeing none, we'll consider the consent agenda approved. All right, citizen comment. I don't see any. This is really a great day.
People are worried.
Just been a little worried about it. If we would have had it, we would have appreciated them having submitted in writing or emailed by noon on the day of the meeting. So anyway, seeing none, we'll move forward. We're going to first open a public hearing to receive input from the public regarding the issuance of not more than $22 million of lease revenue bonds and any potential economic impact that the improvements, facility, or property financed in whole or in part with the proceeds of the bonds may have on the private sector. So seeing that there's no public comment,
We still have to open it.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to, so now that public hearing is now open.
I think we have to do a motion and a vote to do that.
I would just
yeah. I'll move to open the public hearing to receive input from the public regarding the issuance of not more than $22 million of lease revenue bonds and any potential economic impact that the improvements facility or property financed in whole or in part with the proceeds of the bonds may have on the private sector.
I'll second.
All right. Is there any discussion to that motion? Okay. So we have a motion on the floor. I would like to do a roll call. Let's start with you, Randy.
Randy Aton, aye.
Robin Smith, aye.
Paul Louis, aye.
Wayne Peterson, aye.
Dave Emily, aye.
Scott Pechtel, aye.
Todd Sands, aye.
And Lorene Cox, aye. Okay, seeing that there's no public comment, unless any of you have comments, then we can close the meeting. So I'd
make a motion to close the public hearing. Do I have to read all the everything again?
Okay, and a second?
I'll second.
Okay, so I have a motion and a second on the floor. Any comment? Seeing none, let's have a roll call vote, beginning again with Randy.
Randy, aye.
Robin Smith, aye.
Paul Louis, aye.
Wayne Peterson, aye.
Dave Emily, aye.
Scott Pechtel, aye.
Todd Sands, aye.
And Lorene Cox, aye. So that meeting is, that public hearing is closed. Now let's move on to the second public hearing. And this hearing is to be held separate from any other public hearing regarding the issuance of not more than $22 million of lease revenue bonds and providing each member of the public desiring to hear an opportunity to present testimony on the proposed issuance of a lease revenue bond. So I'd entertain a motion to open this meeting, this hearing.
Chairman, I'll make a motion to open a public hearing to be held separate from any other public hearing regarding the issuance of not more than $22 million of lease revenue bonds and providing each member of the public desiring to be heard an opportunity to present testimony on the proposed issuance of lease revenue bonds.
Thank you, Scott.
I'll second.
Thank you, Robin. Any discussion? Seeing none, let's do another roll call. Let's start with you, Todd.
Todd Sands, aye.
Scott Pechtel, aye.
Dave Emily, aye.
Wayne Peterson, aye.
Paul Louis, aye.
Robin Smith, aye.
Randy Eaton, aye.
Lorraine Cox, aye. Okay, this is the fastest meeting we've ever had. So, seeing that there's no public to make comment.
I move we close public hearing.
Say that again.
I move we close the public hearing.
Okay, Randy's made a motion to close the public hearing. Anyone?
I'll second.
Okay, Randy and Robin seconded it. So, any discussion on that?
I have a question just for staff. Since nobody's here, it makes me wonder, where did we publish notice?
It's published on our website, on the public notice website, and it's been in the Spectrum the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And I made announcements in our city council meeting.
Well, it's probably just on the record.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good question, Ben. And I don't know that the recording picked that up. So Ben was wondering where it was recorded, where it was published. And Chief, say again where we put it.
So it's on our website. It's on the public notice website that the state runs. And it's also been in the Spectrum.
Okay.
So everywhere that's required by law, it's been published.
Okay. So any other questions or comments? Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Motion by Randy, seconded by Robin to close the public hearing. Let's do a roll call vote again, beginning with Todd.
Todd Sands, aye.
Scott Pechtel, aye.
Dave Emily, aye.
Wayne Peterson, aye.
Paul Louis, aye.
Robin Smith, aye.
Randy Eaton, aye.
Lorraine Cox, aye. So this meeting,
the public hearing is
over. Okay, say that again, Robin.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, motion on the floor to adjourn. Anybody second it?
Second.
All right. Then all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, meeting adjourned.
Two public hearings.
Plus 2 minutes.
Please, we need signatures.